Introduction. Islamic finance is the only example of a financial system directly based on the ethical precepts of a major religion, providing not only investment guidelines, but also a set of unique investment and financing products. Islamic finance is based on Sharia, the Islamic law that provides guidelines for multiple aspects of Muslim life, including religion, politics, economics, banking, business, and aspects of the legal system. What Sharia-compliant financing, SCF, seeks to do is to shape financial practices and accompanying legal instruments that conform to Islamic law. Major financial principles of Sharia include a ban on interest, a ban on uncertainty, adherence to risk-sharing and profit-sharing, promotion of ethical investments that enhance society and do not violate practices banned in the Quran, and tangible asset backing. Money, according to Islamic teachings, is a measure of value, not a commodity. Debt is a relationship in which risk and responsibility are shared by all parties to a contract. Money must be put to practical use in creating real value for the participants of the transaction. It must be used to create, not to be a commodity in and of itself. It is because of this that the perception of hoarding capital and the earning of a passive return on capital keyed to the passage of time, i.e. interest, is prohibited. In short, money must not be made from money. The establishment of modern Islamic financial institutions started 3 decades ago. Currently, there are at least 70 countries that have some form of Islamic financial services. Almost all financial multinational banks are offering these services. The underlying financial principles in Islamic finance have remained unchanged historically since their development over 1,400 years ago. Financial products must be certified as Sharia compliant by an expert in Islamic law. Certification requires that the transaction adheres to a number of key principles that include backing by a tangible asset, usufruct or services, so as to avoid speculation or gharar, prohibition of interest payments or riba, risk to be shared amongst participants, limitation on sale of financial assets and their use as collateral, prohibition of finance for activities deemed incompatible with Sharia law or haram, such as alcohol, conventional financial services, gambling, and tobacco. Modern Islamic finance emerged in the mid-1970s, with the founding of the first large Islamic banks. Development initially occurred through the marketing of a steadily expanding supply of Sharia-compliant financial instruments. This supply-driven model continued to relatively slow growth until the mid-1990s, since when demand has increasingly driven the development of Islamic financial instruments, raising awareness and demand for Islamic products, along with supportive government policies and growing sophistication of financial institutions, have together raised the rate of growth. 2 developments have been critical to the expansion of Islamic financial markets. In 1998, the so-called Dow Jones Islamic Index, FUTWA, played a transformative role because it opened the door to a limited degree of permissible impurity in financial transactions and institutionalized a notion of cleansing and purification, whereby small amounts of impermissible interest income could be cleansed or purified by donation to charity. In turn, this led to a series of equity investment tests that could be used to evaluate potential investments for Sharia compliance. A second critical innovation was the introduction of sukuk, a Sharia-compliant substitute for bonds, where capital protection is achieved not as a loan, but as a binding agreement by the issuer to repurchase certain assets over a period of time. Sukuk has now become one of the backbones of Islamic capital markets and has enabled the rapid growth of Islamic financial transactions. While the Islamic finance industry represents a fraction of the global finance market, it has grown at double-digit rates in recent years. By some estimates, total assets held globally under Islamic finance reached $1 trillion in 2010. Islamic banks have appeared to be more resilient than conventional banks to the immediate effects of the international financial crisis and the global economic downturn.